Iraqi special forces entered the center of Fallujah City early Friday, taking over a government complex and a neighborhood that served as a base for ISIS militants after intense fighting, a commander said. Commander Brigadier Haider al-Abadi of the Special Forces told the Associated Press that his troops are now besieging the nearby central hospital, clashing with ISIS snipers in adjacent buildings. He said that according to intelligence, the group has set up a command center on the hospital's third floor. It is not clear where the patients in the hospital are, if there are any, al-Abadi said. Aid groups estimate that 50,000 civilians remain trapped inside Fallujah, which has been under ISIS control for over 2 years. It is the last major city in western Iraq to be held by the extremist group. Iraqi forces are now in the center of the city. They had not been there since the beginning of 2014, al-Abadi told AP. He said ISIS collapsed, suggesting that most of them fled after the Iraqi forces moved in on al-Nazal neighborhood. The neighborhood near the government complex served as a base for the militants and had weapons warehouses and command centers. When the neighborhood fell, the troops were able to move into the city center and the government complex. He said special forces believe militants are hiding in areas nearby and the search for them was continuing. Al-Abadi said there were no civilians in al-Nazal neighborhood. He said troops entered the city center around 6 a.m. local time after intense fighting with ISIS militants and with air support from the U.S.-led coalition and Iraqi Air Force. Iraqi forces are now clearing roadside bombs near the government complex, which includes the municipality offices that ISIS had torched, the police station, and other government buildings. Troops are also clearing the highway west of the city, linking it to Baghdad, al-Abadi said. He said there were no plans yet to storm the hospital. The United Nations has said about 42,000 people have fled since the military operation against Fallujah began in late May. Aid groups such as Doctors Without Borders and the Norwegian Refugee Council say the number of those who have fled Fallujah is lower, close to 30,000. The conflict in Iraq has forced more than 3.3 million people to flee their homes. Iraq is also hosting up to 300,000 refugees who have fled the civil war in neighboring Syria. Most are living in camps or informal settlements. This article posted by Qasem Abdul Zahra for the Associated Press in Baghdad.